Hey, Larry and Cindy Williams have been a part of this church family long before I ever arrived here. You guys started here, you were commissioned from here, and God has used you in a mighty way. And we're excited to have you again with us this morning. We don't usually get to see you a couple of times in the same year, so this is a real privilege for us, especially in a year when you've been as busy as you've been. They've been traveling all over the place. So we welcome you to come and share what God's put on your heart for us this morning.
Thank you, John.
Welcome.
I walked away with that. I know which way's up, which way's down. We're glad to be with you. This talk this morning would be more like something has occurred to me to just think about. So we've been ministering with you in Bible translation for 37 years. Now this month, as they say in Spanish, I finished my 67th year, but I had my 67th birthday, and I thought, what's it mean to finish well? I mean, we're always starting stuff, but are we ever? How do we finish? So now, before all the younger people just say, "Oh, this is old folks' talk." You can be finishing anything. You can finish high school. You can finish college. You can finish this career, start a new career. I think it pertains to any time that you have a set of time, you're looking back how things went. So, if this works. Down?
Yeah.
Maybe it needs to be turned on.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care, Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. But we all thought we'd change the world. Class of 57 has dreams.
What worked that time? Okay, now, I asked Bill if he ever heard this song, and Bill says no. He says he's never listened to country music. And then after he listened to it, he said that's true. The class of 57 made no change, but the class of 67, that was the class. But as you see from this, they're looking back on their lives and they're saying, where'd it go? What did we accomplish? They seem to be disappointed at how looking back. So this is what Paul said when he was looking back at his life. I think he's at prison at the time writing this letter to Timothy. He says, get away from that mic. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. And are you doing that? I'm doing that. The other scripture I like about running and finishing is is Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let's see if it works on pages. That works. Oh, there we go. Each week, we join together. It's by Zoom because we're not at the same in the same place, or even in the same continent. And we meet together and we talk about the various projects that have come to Wycliffe that they would like Wycliffe to partner with. And so we review these projects and we see if they fit what we're looking for to really back projects. And one of the questions on the project is, how will you know when this project is complete? And I think it's an important question because the spirit of it is, how do you know when it's successful? Now, when we do projects, we do 2 to 4 year projects, so we know that at some point we can make adjustments to them. Now, I think it's the next. Is the way things work now is that we mostly work with churches, and so. And lots of times when they answer this question, they say, well, when we translate everything we have planned to translate, we're done. Well, that's not exactly right, because mostly when churches ask for translation, and this is a bunch of church leaders and community leaders, they want to do Old Testament, they want to do New Testament translation. And we ask them, why do you want the New Testament? They said, because the morals of this whole society or just decaying. And I was going to tell him, well, we have lots of scriptures, now morals still decay. But I didn't say that. They have no scriptures in their language. But they lay out a plan, and they say, well, this is how we're going to use scripture to combat this thing. So the answer to that question is really, have the translation done during that period of time really had a significant impact on what they want to see happen in the society? So I figured, well, referring back that to our lives, okay, as each little stage of life we go through, we look back and we say, or we look back on a whole life, what did we do? Well, we went through life. We did this, we did that, we did this activity, we accomplished that. But what did we do that was kingdom? What did we do for the kingdom issues? And so I know that all of us, and then the other thing is that we do have times of adjusting our lives too. Like every year, at the beginning of the year, we put out these resolutions. Now, I think it's been proven that most people throw out the resolutions by February. But every time we change locations, change careers, we always see what we were doing before, what we'd like to have different. So we do make adjustments, because we all hope in that final thing to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I thought, well, what's it take? How can you look back at your life and say, yes, I did what I was supposed to do. I feel good that I'm finishing well. So I came up with, and these are not exhaustive, and it may not even be right, but this is what I feel, that if I like to look back and say, yes, I did that. So the first one, if I focus on loving Jesus. Now, and this is in contrast, focus on loving Jesus and not avoiding sin. Now, sin in Greek means missing the mark. So if you always judging yourself on whether or not you're in the middle of the bullseye, it's going to be a very depressing life, because you're never going to be perfect. So I think that And you want to steward this relationship with Christ. You don't want anything to hinder that. So doing spiritual disciplines, confessing sins, anything. You don't want anything to hinder that direct relationship. And the other thing that I have found is that you have a clear personal calling. Now, this follows. If you're in that good relationship with God, then you will feel comfortable in what way he's leading you. Now, I did the Lectio Divina Bible study one time, and we had this thing we always like chanted, sort of. You know, it said, with him, like him, for him. So anybody you love, you spend time with. And the more you spend time with them, the more like them you become. And then that way, Christ, you got to use you in his kingdom. With having a clear calling, you have to be in touch with yourself. What spiritual gifts you have, how the Lord is leading you. And I find that it's not so much like, are you equipped? When the Lord says, I'd like for you to do this. And you say, well, I can't do that. I'm not equipped to do that. Well, I don't think you can wait until you think you can do what the Lord's calling you to do. Because the Lord gives you what he knows that you need when you need to do it. So I know that many of you, when we were thinking about joining Wycliffe, I know we didn't sign up yet. Yes, we want to go live in an old jungle and translate the Bible. That wasn't it. It was like one step at a time. He said, the Lord said, I want you to do this. I want you to go to training to see if you like it, or I want you to do this. And so a group of you gathered together. I don't remember what day it was. I'm sure John would probably remember what day it was. But it was at Broad Street, and we put everything we owned in this little Dodge Omni, and we drove off. It was in the dawn. I knew it was in the morning. And saw us off to see whether or not we would actually last. during these 37 years in Wycliffe, we've had many, many different responsibilities and jobs. And each time they asked us to do something, we never thought that we were qualified to do it. But the Lord saw through that, worked through that whole thing. Connected to others. Now, nobody finishes well unless they have help. So, and we don't run this race of life alone. So then, this church has been a big mentor for us. When we came, I don't know what year it was, Ruth Zerker called me aside and says that she wanted to help me. She really mentored me into how to teach or how to mentor others. And I think it was Linda Stern and Steve and Ruth Carter that really mentored me in what it meant to be a missionary. And then Bill and Val mentored us into what it means to live in Christian community. And those are all lessons that you carry throughout life. And that's the other quality you have as you go through any segment of life, that you never stop being a learner. You never arrive at the fact that you know everything and how to do everything. You're always learning from other people. The other thing that you do that I think of when you look back, you really feel okay, or you know you're finishing well, is when you invest in others. I can see there. You use your God-given abilities and gifts to equip others to do the work. And at our stage of life, and this is where it would be older people, at our stage of life is that we do a lot of our time now in Wycliffe is really investing in others. I don't know how many more years we have in the work, whatever the Lord decides, but we are taking that time, because finishing well means leaving a generation equipped. So we need to find someone to replace what we do. So we've picked two young ladies. They're both actually 10 years younger than our sons. So this is Jennifer Ortiz. She loves the Lord. She's 30 years old. She's already planted two churches. She's a lay pastor. And she's really called to work in Bible translation. So we've been spending a lot of time. Next week we go to Peru with her again to visit a community. But aside from when we're with her, we spend a lot of time on the phone with her. She's also young. Every time we're with her, she makes us feel old, slow. She took us off on some trail, which I still say, why? What were you thinking? The other lady down in front of Cindy is, Jennifer is Colombian. Julie Medina is Mexican. She's had a rougher life as far as she's had a lot of emotional upset in her young life. I think she's a few years older. She's still 10 years younger than our sons. But she's a very mature Christian, and she loves the Lord, and she wants to serve in Bible translation. And we do spend a lot of time with her as well, teaching her how to help people think about Bible translation. The other thing besides people, we invest into organizations. This is a group of the American Bible Society, the Mexican Bible Society, the Guatemalan Bible Society. There's other people there besides those, but that we work with the Bible societies throughout the Americas. I think we're going to meet with the Peru Bible Society in a week and a half and work together in Bible translation. So we invest in them as well as, this is an organization called HALCA. They are a Quechua organization in Peru. And a lot of these organizations now are at the stage where, you know, Wycliffe had managed projects in all these countries, and now these indigenous organizations are ready to manage their own projects in their countries. So we are helping invest in them to do that. And so it's going to be a slow process, but they are very anxious to do it. We also invest in translators. I mean, this is a team that's been brought together to translate the Old Testament in Panao Quechua. I don't think they really know what they're doing, but they are actually working hard to get to organize themselves to do it. We also invest in friends around the world. This is Angela and Andres, I'm sure most of you recognize, in Peru. It's great to see. I mean, people get all over now. Nobody stays in one place. So you'll see people, and I think we were listening to a book coming out here, and Dave Barry was reminiscing about his life, and he says one of the regrets he has is that he hasn't kept up with friendships. He says, you should make a new friend every month. And he said, and don't forget your old ones. You should keep them up. And he regrets now. He's 70 years old. And he regrets all the friendships he's left go by. But I think it's good to invest in friends. We also invest in community. This is our sunrise service in Napanee, where we live now and then. This is on the golf course. It's beautiful there. But you invest in community. You become part of the community. And you invest in friends and, I mean, family and church. Now, when our son's the pastor, so it's kind of like overlaps. But it's great to spend that time and really get really pour your lives into your family and church. That is the quiz team, but that's senior and junior high. And some of you, if you're on the quiz team, you probably recognize them. But so I think I could summarize a lot by saying, okay, these four things can be pretty much summarized in three things. It's stewarding, I mean, relationships. Now, I don't know whether it's been my age or it's because I've worked in Latin America so long, but relationships is everything. I mean, if there was a choice between something happening and ruining that relationship, that thing would never happen. Relationships are more important than getting things done, making progress. And so I think these things can be related into three things. Relationship to God. Make sure that's strong. Relationship to yourself. Know where you stand in relationship to God, and as well as what your gifts are and what God has you to do. In relationship with others, as far as being willing to be mentored and mentoring others. And I have found that as we look back, we feel so blessed of the people that we have invested in, the people who have allowed, I mean, people who have blessed us by mentoring us, and the way God has worked through all those relationships. And so we feel very blessed to be doing what we're doing at this present time in Bible translation, because we feel the Lord is working through that. Okay, now, the class of 57, well, they never realized their dreams, but we as believers, as we look back and see how the Lord works through the things we do, we can always look back and say, yes, that was a life well lived, and we finished well. I know that might be too short. But
now we have time to dance. So. Cindy, why don't you come on up here? We always like to pray for them before they move on to their next thing, and it's we didn't get to do that the last time you were home, so we'd like to do that this morning. Let me just have prayer with you. Lord, we are so thankful for Larry and Cindy and for their special gifts, their patience, their kindness, and all the things that they do, Lord. Thank you for keeping them safe as they travel. We pray again your continued blessing and safety through this coming year. We pray good health upon them and ask that you would watch over that. And Lord, I pray that the travel this year won't be too busy so that they do get a chance for all of these relationships that Larry talked about this morning. We ask that you would continue to use them to touch and bless others in many places, and that they would be able to find the right people to do the work that needs to be done on your behalf. Lord, again, we ask your blessing on them, and we do so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for being with us this morning. Could I have the worship band come and lead us in our closing song?